Why people don't read gadget manuals. Most people don't bother reading the manual for new gadgets. Unless someone works in a technical field, they often don't care about the details of how things work. For example, many people can't explain how a browser or search engine functions, yet they manage websites with no problem. When getting a new device, people tend to skip the instructions and figure things out by experimenting. Once they find a method that works, they stick with it. A common example is when someone searches for a full website address instead of using the browser's URL bar. This behavior is known as satisficing. Rather than spending time comparing all possible solutions, people usually go with the first one that seems good enough. Even in high-pressure situations, like firefighting, studies show that quick decisions are often made with minimal error checking. Online, where the stakes are lower, people can simply click the back button if they make a mistake. This quick, easy decision-making process feels more fun, like a game, and boosts confidence when it leads to the right result. Designing user-friendly websites for quick browsing. When we're online, we're usually on a mission and want to finish it as quickly as possible. Instead of reading every word, most of us scan pages. To communicate your message effectively on a website, use short paragraphs, clear headlines, and bold keywords. Organize the content using a visual hierarchy, so visitors can easily find important information. Eye-tracking research shows that people decide where to look in seconds and often ignore irrelevant sections, like ads. Websites should work like newspapers, where headlines, images, and text are arranged for quick understanding. Make important details easy to spot and click through. Contrary to popular belief, users don't mind clicking as long as the path is clear and simple. Ensure your site is easy to manage, but avoid hiding crucial information like shipping costs behind too many clicks, as that can frustrate visitors. Designing a website is more like creating a billboard for fast-moving traffic than a product catalog. Essential elements for easy website navigation. Navigation is at the heart of every website, so it must be clear, simple, and consistent. Visiting a new website is like entering a store for the first time, with one big difference. Online, you can't just walk around to explore. If visitors can't quickly find what they need or figure out how the site is organized, they might leave with a single click. Another challenge is understanding a website's size, as it could have anywhere from 100 to 12,000 pages. This is why creating easy navigation is so important. Adding a section bar at the top of each page shows visitors what the site includes. Additionally, each page should have these four navigation essentials to help users get around. 1. A search bar, which allows visitors to find what they need quickly without learning the site's layout. 2. A You Are Here indicator, like a mall map, so users always know their place on the site. 3. A logo that links to the homepage, present on every page, for easy access back to the start. 4. A utilities section with details like login options, FAQs, and a site map. When these elements are in place, visitors will find the website easier to use and feel more comfortable with the people and brand behind it. Accept conventions for better website design. If you've ever driven in London but are used to driving in the US, you know how confusing it can be when the usual rules change. That's why sticking to established conventions is important when designing a website. Users have specific expectations about where things should be and how they should work. If these expectations aren't met, it can lead to frustration. For example, imagine how odd it would be if your favorite magazine suddenly stopped using page numbers. Page numbers are a print convention, and the web has its own set of conventions. For instance, we expect a list of words at the top of a web page to represent the main sections of the site. While web designers often try to break away from these norms to be innovative, conventions are usually developed through years of practice and represent effective design methods. Tabs are a great example because they're familiar with other websites and filing systems, making them easy to use. Innovation is fine as long as it doesn't compromise usability. The goal is to balance creativity with clarity to ensure a good user experience. Importance of a clear home page design. When you click a link from Twitter or Facebook, you often land on a deep page of a website. To understand where you are and determine if the site is trustworthy, you might want to manage the home page. Designing an effective home page is challenging because everyone on the team will have different opinions about what should be included. Since the home page gets more clicks, every team member will want their content featured. If you try to satisfy everyone, the page will become cluttered and confusing. To avoid this, focus on creating a strong first impression. Research shows that first impressions of a site are lasting, even if visitors spend more time on the site later. When we encounter something new, we form an idea of how it works and try to fit new information into that idea. If the site is confusing from the start, visitors will misinterpret it more as they use it. To prevent this, include a clear and engaging tagline next to your logo. A good tagline should be lively and effectively communicate what your site is about. For instance, The Daily Beast uses "Read This, Skip That," and Zipcar uses "Wheels Where You Want Them," quickly telling visitors what the sites offer. The importance of testing your website. Creating a website that's easy to understand and use can be challenging. You might think asking friends or relying on your judgment will work, but that's not always the best approach. Since you built the site, you know it inside out, making it hard to see issues objectively. Getting feedback from friends might not help much either, as everyone has different tastes. A designer might want a clean and simple look, while a developer might focus on cool features. Both will assume their preferences are universal, but that's not true for everyone. There are no absolute right or wrong choices in web design. The best way to see if your website works as planned is through testing. Observing real users manage your site provides the most accurate feedback and highlights what is and isn't working. Plus, it reveals just how varied people's web habits can be. Simple testing tips for web development. Many web development teams avoid testing because they think it's time-consuming, expensive, and requires a lot of expertise. In reality, you don't need to test with hundreds of people. Just 3 everyday users can provide valuable insights. Observers should note the top 3 issues that confuse or frustrate the participants. From experience, you'll find more problems than you can fix, so focus on the most critical ones. Minor issues that users quickly resolve on their own can be ignored since they are often part of exploring a new site. Testing with a small group also lets you start earlier, making it easier to make changes. It's simpler to adjust a beta site than a complex, live site, and you won't need to justify changes to users who are already familiar with the site. You can even begin testing before you build your site by watching how people use competitors' sites, which helps you learn useful lessons for your development. By testing early, you make better decisions throughout the development process, saving time and avoiding major revisions later. All it takes is a few hours and a small budget up front. Key points for mobile-friendly web design. Before smartphones, cell phones had web browsers, but they weren't used much. The big change came with Apple's introduction of touchscreens that allowed swiping and pinching, making mobile browsing popular. Nowadays, people browse quickly and read less. They also tend to leave a site if it has problems. Because mobile internet speeds can be unreliable and performance can vary, it's crucial to ensure your site loads quickly. Designing for smartphones means dealing with a small screen, so you must prioritize important information. Key features should be easy to find, while less critical details can be a few taps away, as long as users know how to access them. People use the internet in various situations, including at home, so they expect to access all features from their phones. Always include a link to the full website and enable zooming for better navigation. Testing is essential to ensure your site is user-friendly and meets users' needs. Key points. 1. Experiment with new methods rather than sticking rigidly to instructions for better learning and adaptability. 2. Use clear, concise communication and structure in personal projects to make information easier to understand and act upon. 3. Organize daily tasks with clear priorities, a visual plan, and easy access to essential tools for smoother workflow. 4. Follow familiar routines and systems to reduce confusion and increase efficiency in daily activities. 5. Make a strong, clear first impression in new social or professional situations to establish understanding and trust. 6. Seek feedback from real-life experiences and interactions to identify and address significant personal or professional challenges. 7. Prioritize important tasks and ensure timely completion to manage time effectively and adapt to varying demands.